challenges in this place. What's on my mercy?
Yes, sir.
Six souls, Christ did every bird unroll, and now I walk beneath that pole. And when the skies are backward rolled and his fall, I shall behold and I shall walk the street of pure gold. And walking thus, I cannot stray, and in hand with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if it ain't about Jesus, count me out.
Amen.
I tell you what, it's all because of Jesus that we're saved. All because of Jesus that we didn't die lost and go to hell. Amen.
That's right.
I tell you what, you need to think about that.
Right.
It's good to be on the Lord's side, be in the family of God. And you think about it. If you're saved tonight, worst thing could happen to you is you die and go to heaven. That'd be awful bad, wouldn't it? I mean, we act like, you know, death is, the Bible teaches that death is an enemy. And, but for a child of God, he's already destroyed death, gave us victory over hell, death, and the grave. And hey, we're on the winning side. It don't make a whole lot of difference what happens. We're on the winning side. Hallelujah. Let me sing. Can I sing one more verse?
Sing five more.
Let's see if I can find it. When I'm playing this guitar, I'm kind of like a fella in the jailhouse. I'm behind a few bars and can't find the right key. Amen. I get it. Well, it's the ninth key. Listen. Y'all work on it. Well, it's G-L-O-R-Y. Oh, that may say E-E-D. And I may take E-E. Why? Because F R W, and I once was the old U V, and the change of S I V, but it's B I C T O R Y. No, Christ dwells with me, and the Lord has saved my soul one day by G R A C E, and I've been longing since to see that P L A C. For me, and I thank my God and know that I am S-A-V-E-D. H-G-L-O-R-Y, know I'm S-A-V-E-D. And I may J-P-P-Y because of F-R-W-E-D. And I once was B-O-U-N-D in the chains of S-I-E. But it's B-I-C-D. O-R-Y, and oh, Christ dwells within. And I've been washed in the blood that he shed at Calvary. And he forgave me all of my sins, set my spirit free. And he's coming back again, I know, to take his children home. And get ready, friends, don't wait too late. It's all
Sing a song,
yes,
probably still do, something about not the man I used to be or something. You know what I'm talking about? Is it Thanks to Calvary? Did you sing that?
Yeah, you sang that.
Can you sing that? Do you remember it?
Yes, let's see if I, let me see if I can recall it.
Red book
the folder?
No, the little red book.
Oh, wow.
What, Thanks to Calvary?
Uh-huh.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I used to know. And when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them that thanks to Calvary, I don't go there anymore. And thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them that thanks to Calvary, I don't go there anymore.
Hold on, Brother Clayton. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Just go ahead and give a little bit of your testimony.
Yes, sir. All right.
So they can understand.
Yeah, I was thinking back before I got saved, I was wicked, ungodly, just a heathen, knew about anything. Used to sit in the house with a .22 rifle. Our daughter was just a little bitty girl. She's 40-something years old now. But she's just a little bitty girl. And I'd sit there drunk and shoot a rifle in the house, shooting at rats running across the floor. And I almost shot our daughter with that rifle. Scared my wife nearly to death. And they told my mama, she prayed for me, that God would save me. And they throwed me out of the military with a bad discharge. I lay drunk. My wife worked there in Atlanta, Georgia at Southern Bell. She'd bring home the money. I'd drink it up just wicked as the devil and ungodly. And they told my mama, they said, you're wasting your time praying for that boy. There's no hope for him. Said he's either going to wind up in the penitentiary for the rest of his life, or somebody will wind up killing him. My mama, she had a lot of faith in Jesus. She said, he just needs the Lord. Amen. Said the Lord could change his life. The Lord could make something out of him. And there I was in that old Cobb County jail, lonely, dejected. They had me for drunken driving, driving without a license, wrecking a state patrol car, resisting arrest, and trying to escape. Well, that's a mess, I'm telling you. And my mouth busted wide open, had ribs broke, just in a pitiful mess. And everybody tells you how good seeing is, but they don't show you that side of the picture.
That's right.
And when I got in jail, and I was so bad to drink, when I got in jail and started sobering up, realized I couldn't get nothing else to drink. I even tried to drink some Vitalis hair tonic because it said it had alcohol in it, said you could get drunk on it. Well, that's the worst tasting mess I ever put in my mouth. I tell you what, it didn't make me drunk. But anyway, Sunday afternoon, after I was there in that jail, and I started sobering up and realized what a mess I was in. Home about broke up and about to, me and my wife about to get a divorce. Here come a man down the catwalk of that old Cobb County jail. He looked in there at a poor, lonely, dejected individual. And he said, young man, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've done. But he said, I'm here to tell you, son, Jesus loves you. And he said, Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sin. And he said, if you'd be willing to get on your knees in that cell and repent of your sins, call on God, God would save you. He'd write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. and make something out of you. Ooh, glory to God. The Holy Ghost from heaven put me under Holy Ghost conviction. Now, I got news for you. You can't get saved unless you first get under conviction. Amen. Right. And that's where a lot of folks are missing. This little 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, and reading them in, and talking them in, and bribing them in. Right. And if you'll go down and make a profession, we'll take you to McDonald's after the service is over, buy you a hamburger and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you, now, that may sound good in this life, but that won't get you into heaven. Right. And God placed me under Holy Ghost conviction. And I remember, I started trying, I told that man, I said, sir, I can't get saved in here. I'm wicked and ungodly. But I knew I was getting in pretty good shape to get saved. And that man told me, he said, Jesus loves you, son, and he wants to save you. Now, he probably thought he really struck out that day because he walked right down to the next cell. And the fellow that was in that other cell, when he began to talk to him about his soul, he got mad, cussed him out, and said, I resent the fact that you think I ain't already saved. There he is in jail. I guess he thought the preacher would think that he got in jail for singing too loud in church. But that was what he's in there for. Amen. And again, I hope that's what I'll get. Be God for singing too loud in church. But I started trying to bargain with God. I told God, I said, God, if you'll get me out of jail, I promise you I'll straighten up. I'll go get a job. I'll go to work. I'll try to make something out of myself. Old sinners, they'll make all kind of promises to the Lord when they're in a bind.
That's right.
Hey, I tell you what, I ain't told God that I do something a lot of Baptists won't do. I said, God, if you get me out of here, I'll quit even smoking these cigarettes. I mean, I was desperate. And God began to work in my life. God worked a miracle when I got out of jail. Now, this is the strangest thing. When I went to court, that judge, he said, you can't pay a fine, can you? I said, oh, I've been in jail locked up. No, but if you let me out, I'll go to work. I'll get some money. And they fined me $500, 50 cents. Back then, that'd be like $5,000 now. And they put me on 12 months probation and let me out. Me and my wife split up about to get a divorce. And I remember God began to deal with my heart. I went to a little country Baptist church up there in Dallas, Georgia, and God saved my soul, made a new creature out of me. And I remember calling my wife on the phone, telling her what had happened to me. And I began to tell her, and she said, what are you on now? I said, I ain't on nothing. God done saved me, and he done promised me he's going to put our home back together and make something out of our lives, and God's going to help us, and we're going to serve God and live for Jesus. She said, now, she'd heard me make a lot of promises and pull a lot of con games, a lot, but said she had never heard me talk like that. Nowadays, we tell our children, you know, well, if he sashes you, you just go ahead and leave him. Bring him 14 youngins over here, and mom and daddy will raise him in heaven. That ain't good. I tell you what, your 10 children, if you make your bed hard, you have to lay in it. And you better, hey, did you know they used to be a country music? Now, I'm not promoting country music, but they used to be a country music song that had more gospel in it than some of these songs we sing.
Yeah, you better
believe. Was entitled Married by the Bible, but Divorced by the Law. Every day there's more and more. It's the worst I've ever saw. Things have changed. They're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, but no divorce was by the law. Did you know divorce used to be a bad word in the Baptist
church? Yes, sir.
Now, I tell you what, woman come to church, she don't know which husband to go home with. She's been married to so many different ones. And God worked a miracle and put our home back together.
Sir.
All. So, I know the preacher said just be brief, but
no,
somebody gave us an old 60... Three, that's how long ago it's been. A 63 Pontiac gave us a set of them big old bullhorn speakers like they put on top of churches and play music, think they're going to get people to come. I don't know if it gets people to come. But anyway, they done that and gave us a PA set. And we used to go, God saved me, and I knew the Lord had saved me. And we'd go set up in front of this liquor store and preach. And I'd preach hell so hot, you think I had a big shovel just scooping it out. And one day somebody called the police. Now my wife's over there, she's got these Oliver Green tracts, you know, giving them out, these little 32-page soul-winning booklets, and she's giving them out. And we got us a mayonnaise jar and cut a hole in the top and put a little smiley face on it. And we thought somebody put some money in there. Boy, was we green. I'm telling you, we was in for some rude work. But one day I was preaching in front of that liquor store and somebody called the police to it. Well, I figured if I'd go into jail, I'd go for a reason. I said, Mama, you go over and talk to the police. I'm going to just keep preaching. And I was preaching hell so hot. I mean, I just said, you go in. And that police, my wife walked over. He said, ma'am, what are y'all doing? She said, he's preaching. I'm just giving out these tracts. Hope somebody put something in this mayonnaise jar so we can get something to eat. And he said, well, who's he preaching to? She said, sir, he'll preach to anybody that listens to him. Said he goes just about all the time God saved him out of a life of drunkenness and throwed out the military and all that stuff. And said, now all he wants to do is just preach and live for God and talk about Jesus and how good the Lord is. And she said, that police sat there a minute, scratched his head and said, well, y'all be careful. And he drove off and I just kept on preaching. Hallelujah. Well, we used to go over to Atlanta, Georgia. And we set up in front of this old two-story house. Now, somebody told me later it was a house of ill repute. Now, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know how to spell it. It didn't matter to me. I didn't do that. I needed to preach it. So I'd stand on that sidewalk, and I'd preach in front of this old two-story house. And I noticed there's a fellow that would look out the window, he'd shake his fist, and he'd get mad, and he hollered out there one day. He said, y'all don't shut up. There's going to be trouble. I said, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. It's the biggest trouble I can think of. He slammed that window down. And I said, here we come. Now, he was going to have to fire the switch or do something. And he come running up over there. Now, the devil tried to scare you. He'll buffalo you, try to. And he come running up there. He got right up in my face. And he said, do you believe what you're preaching? I said in very humble words, yes, I do. He said, get down here and pray with me. I want to get saved. And he got down on that sidewalk and prayed and said that he got saved. Glory to God. Now, see, the devil won't tell you that. He'll tell you nobody will listen to you when you preach. He'll tell you nobody's going to get saved. But folks will listen, and sometimes people will get saved. We used to go buy our groceries down at Smith's supermarket. Now, Mr. Smith, he was an old-timer, a good gentleman. I tell you what kind of Christian he was. He'd buy Bibles out of his own pocket, take them to the jails and give them to people free of charge. And the grocery store where he operated, he didn't sell no liquor. I ain't sure he even sold cigarettes. I mean, he was just a real Christian. And so we went in there one day, and I said, Mr. Smith, would you care if we set up out there in your parking lot? And I had the guitar, and my wife had a squeeze box. Some people call it accordion. I call it a mother-in-law box. She said, but I call it a mother-in-law box because it got to squeeze all the air out of it for it to shut up. But anyway, she had that accordion, and I had that guitar. Some of y'all wouldn't laugh. I tell you, it'd scare you. But anyway, and I went in there and I said, Mr. Smith, would you care if we set up out there in the parking lot, sung a few nice songs about Jesus and just testify about the good grace of God? And, you know, he could have really discouraged me, just a young preacher getting started and everything. And you know what he said? He said, young man, I think that'd be a wonderful thing. And he said, I believe it helped my business. I figured it didn't help his business. But we went out there, and I'm glad he said that. And we were singing a song, Blessed Jesus Loves You Too, an old-timey song. And it says, though the vilest sinner you may be, well, blessed Jesus loves you too. And I noticed, here come a black man. He had on a pair of bib overalls. And he come walking up there. He looked at me and he had tears in his eye. He said, Reverend, would you put that guitar down long enough to get out here and praise with me? He said, I want to get born again. I said, I believe we can do it. And I got out there and prayed with him. He said, he got born again. And he's happy and I'm happy. Mama's happy. And praise God, we had a wonderful time.
Amen.
Because of the Lord.
Yes,
now, let me sing this last verse.
It's good, preacher.
Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little girl, she ran and hid behind the door. But I said, Mom, have no fear, for you got a new daddy. And thanks to Calvary, we don't live. At thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell her that thanks to Calvary, we don't live there anymore. Because he touched me.
Yes.
Oh, he touched me.
That's right, preacher. Hallelujah.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Yes.
Or something wonderful happened. And now I know he touched me and he made me.
Yes, sir. Lord of God.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, the Lord's good.
Yes.
Somebody said, oh.